Cast the whole of your care over onto him, for he careth for you. Take these times to be a refreshing in the presence of the Lord. If you will yield yourself to me in the midst and in the middle of your cares and adversities, I will lift you up. I will lift you up and replace the burdens of your cares with my joys. So enter in behind the veil and offer unto your Lord a sacrifice of praise. Why do you walk after those things that neither in your motions or in doctrine agree with the things that I have said about you and about your situation? Let the weak say, I am strong, for I have blessed you with all blessings in heavenly places and given you a name that is above every name, and called you to be seated in heavenly places with me. So renew your mind and enter into the holiest of places with me as the high priest of your confession, and give not a place, no, not for 1 minute, 1 hour, to the emotions or the doctrines or the things that give me not rightful place in your life. Therefore, strengthen your feeble knees and lift up your holy hands and give praise unto your King. Just take what you need now, for you are in my presence. Take hold of what you need now. It is in my presence that you will find what you need. Just receive it. Just take it now. Just take what you need now in your life, says the Spirit of Grace. Love and worship me. I will create an atmosphere. Because you come to my presence, I will come to yours. As you get caught up, to be caught up is to be caught up in the presence of my Spirit. For there is that place where creative miracles live. There is that place where depressant, manic spirits flee. For there is that place where the joy, the oil of gladness resides, and strength is the byproduct of worship. Walk with me in that place of worship, and you will have my strength. For I am pleased with those who obey me, both in the gatherings and out. Therefore, attempt to know me in the personal times of your worship, and I will get to know you, says the Spirit of Grace. If you could understand the healing power that worship carries with it, if you could understand the healing power that takes place in the presence of your soul, that when you give yourself over to me in worship, says the Spirit of the Lord, you would practice entering into my presence with diligence. You would feast on my presence as you feast on a meal. Hear what the Spirit would say. For many, many weapons of the strong man fall in my presence. For it is here that I refresh. For every yoke is broken, bondage is loosed. For they who would walk in my presence all the hours of the day would know that there is a whole domain of peace that I have prepared for you to walk in. Therefore, enter in. And when I provide a place for you to worship, enter in. For know this, the most important places to walk with me are places in the Spirit. For I have provided them for you, so enter in, says the Spirit. Enter in, that I might be free to bless you. Receive instruction, for instruction that will bring my presence, says the Lord, is wisdom. Hear and receive instruction. For in instruction, you will find life. In correction, you will find right direction. Receive my instruction. Receive my words and live, says the Spirit of Grace. For I do desire to fellowship with you, to guide you beside the still waters, that I may teach you those places of quietness, free from care and strife, that you might know my voice, says the Spirit. So learn how to receive instruction and enter into my presence, for in the presence of my joy and worship is healing, says the Spirit of the Lord. I have tried this before. I have tried this before, and it does not work. I have tried worship for a while. That did not work. I tried standing on the word, and that did not work. Oh, but I would say to you, that when the revelation comes to your heart that my word is the answer, When I instruct you with my grace and cause you to understand that my worship is the answer, then receive my instructions as though there is no other answer. Enter in without looking back, for he who has determination and endurance, he will eat of the fruit of righteousness in due season. So do not be weary. Do not faint, but continue in the instructions that I give to you, and you will see the reward. You will see the answer. You will see that you will not faint, for I am there all the time. Only at times your emotions will not let you acknowledge the fact that I am working with you and walking with you. Receive these instructions, for they are simple. Endure, and you will reap your answer if you faint not. Didn't I say that all things are possible to him that believeth? For this thing is already done. Yield yourself to me. But oh, if you could just see that at any given time you could slip over into my spirit and make the journey from a place where you could not receive it to a place where you can. And know you not that when you are gathered together in one place corporately, in my worship, and in the presence of everything that I am, that my grace can come at any given moment and slip you across the line into a miracle. Therefore, yield yourself to me, and you will taste and see that I am good. Take these things to heart, for times are changing, seasons are changing. Know that many things are going to come. These things are going to come whether many people do what they are supposed to or not. So hear what the Lord would say and move forward, and you will be ready. 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 Keep in mind, Paul could take great pleasure in the presence of God in worship, whether he was sunk out in the ocean, getting a beating, imprisoned in a sewer, or having his feet broken. It must be a powerful key. It switches you over to grace. It activates what he has done about it.